Hello, hello, hello. Hello, fellas. Hello, ladies. Hello, beautiful people of the United States of America and around the world. We are here again today live. This is Electronic Editions, home of Electronic News Network. Hopefully, you guys are having a great day. It is March the 8th today, 8:30 a.m. And we are going to be taking news off our LinkedIn page, guys. Before we go ahead and do so, please like and subscribe to our channel. Really helps our channel circulate around YouTube so more people can see more content and news, tech news, tech updates, tech rollouts, software updates, and tech deals that come from our channel and network. And please, guys, if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcast channel, Electronic News Network, available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well, guys. All right, without further ado, let's get started on some news today. All right, we have new Apple iOS 14.5 beta feature notifies users if they're being tracked. New iOS 14.5 feature can soon help users find out if someone is tracking them without their knowledge. As 9to5Mac reports, a new safety feature called Item Safety Alerts was spotted in a beta release of iOS 14.5 with the Find My App and Apple's rumored AirTag trackers. Item Safety Alerts would notify users if an unknown item was found to be moving with them. This is very, very cool. So the feature is called Item Safety Alerts, right? So you can definitely find this on the new iOS 14.5, guys, for iOS devices, mostly Apple, all Apple devices, right? So if you're up to the new iOS 14.5, guys, definitely check it out. And this one is a game changer, right? Because we all know we like privacy. Nobody likes being tracked. Nobody likes knowing what other, you don't like being tracked by any company, by any other individual, right? So this is something that is very interesting and you should definitely take into consideration if you have iOS products, iOS software for Apple products as well too, guys. All right. If you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, click into the article, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, on Google unveils $25 million in grants aimed at empowering women and girls. Amazing. Google announced a range of programs as well as grants worth $25 million on Monday to fund works of nonprofits and social enterprises that are committed to empower women and girls. Right? So Google.org's new impact challenge unveiled on Internet Women's Day is aimed at addressing systemic barriers and inequities so that women have access to economic equality, opportunity to build financial independence, and pursue entrepreneurism, said Google Chief Executive Sundar Pichai at a virtual event. So this is a big step up by Google, and this is very, very huge, right? So empowering women is a very big deal. And as we move into the digital realm, as we move into the, more of workforce and new workforce and stuff like that, there are lots of great female managers that are in high positions that know what they're doing. And so, even the ones that don't have money now, this is a step up for Google to do this to, bring the next generation of great woman minds, that great strong minds of women, right? And girls to come in and actually kill it in the game, right? So this is great, especially to have them learn about more about financial independence and think and have more of an entrepreneurial mindset. This is going to be wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So great step up by Google for them to do that. If you guys want to learn more about that too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. More news on Apple. Looks like the iMac Pro is being discontinued. Wah, wah, wah. So chalk this up to inevitability. The iMac Pro is soon to be no more. First noted by 9to5Mac, TechCrunch was since confirmed with Apple that the company will stop seeing all-in-one once the current stock is depleted. One configuration of the desktop is still available through Apple's site, listed as while while supplies last, and priced at $5,000. Some other versions can also still be found from third-party retailers as well, if you're so inclined, right? So this is very interesting. So it looks like that this iMac Pro is just being discontinued, right? So that's kind of a bummer for some people that like to use iMacs and iMac Pro. iMac Pro looks very clean, very nice. So it looks like they're no longer going to be producing this. But you can still find these at third-party retailers as well. You can also find iMacs on our website officially, electroniceditions.net. That's electroniceditions.net, guys. It's spelled electronic, ELECTRONIC, editions, all one word, ADDITIONS.net. You can go find some there too, guys. If you want to learn more about that information, please follow us on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys can learn more there too. More news on gaming. It looks like Tomb Raider Definitive Survivor Trilogy could be coming to Xbox and PlayStation 5. If you're planning on checking out Square Enix's rebooted Tomb Raider trilogy anytime soon, you might get a fresh new package with the Tomb Raider Definitive Survivor Trilogy, which was spotted on the Microsoft Store by a Resetera user before a swift removal. Before being removed from the Microsoft Store, the listing stated that the Tomb Raider Definitive Survivor Trilogy will release on March 18th and feature Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider. The first two games were developed by Crystal Dynamics, while Shadow of the Tomb Raider was outsourced to Eidos Montreal. So that is very, very interesting, guys. So we should see this hopefully coming to Xbox and PS5 soon. Let's see if there's a trailer, maybe some pictures, maybe some release dates. As you can see, this picture over here, right? So it looks like, you know, a re-release for the rebooted Tomb Raider trilogy does make a lot of sense, especially if they present an opportunity for the already graphically impressive games to take advantage of the current generation console hardware, like higher frame rates, 4K resolution, and potentially even improved lighting on the PS5 and Xbox Series X. The rebooted Tomb Raider trilogy reimagines Lara Croft's original story, with each game forcing her to overcome grueling feats of endurance in hostile environments filled with heavily armed, cultist militias, supernatural phenomena, and naturally a whole bunch of tombs that need raiding. If it's real, then the Tomb Raider Definitive Survivor Trilogy could be a way for Square Enix to save face after Crystal Dynamics' Marvel Avengers game didn't quite live up to expectations. That's perfectly okay with us, though, as the rebooted Tomb Raider Trilogy is a seriously enjoyable romp with its grittier approach to the Uncharted action platforming formula, a more humanized Lara, and swathes of gorgeous exotic environments. Very, very interesting, guys. All right. And also, it sees you can check out the latest Tomb Raider games too, available on Amazon for $20. If you have Amazon Prime, it's around $20, 25 cents. And Walmart's around $22. Very, very interesting stuff, guys. So if you want to learn more about this too, go ahead. Please follow us on LinkedIn. Click into the article, and you guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we have Atari. So Atari is making a comeback, but not in the way you might imagine. Atari, the fallen giant of console gaming, has announced plans to launch a crypto casino on the Ethereum blockchain, guys. Look like this is more about the blockchain, right? So the project is part of an ongoing effort spearheaded by CEO Frederick Chinasis to breathe life back into Atari, which has faded into obscurity since the infamous video game crash of 1983. Built in partnership with the Decentral Games, the cryptocurrency casino will offer Atari-branded games and non-fungible tokens, NFTs. Users will be able to place bets using Mana and DAI cryptocurrencies, as well as the brand new Atari token, right? So this is very, very, very interesting. They're going to be launching a crypto casino on the Ethereum blockchain. So this is going to be very, very awesome, guys. So if you want to learn more about this information too, this come up, you can definitely please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. Let's talk about more of how this would look like, right? So Atari's crypto casino. Crypto casinos differ from traditional online equivalents in the customers place bets, in that customers place bets and withdraw winnings in cryptocurrency, as opposed to regular fiat money, right? Dollars or pounds or the yen. Hundreds have emerged over the past few years, but with limited success. The thinking is that using cryptocurrencies allows punters to preserve their financial privacy while storing gambling logic on blockchain means players can be sure the games are not rigged. However, the new variety of casino also shares a number of problems with the wider crypto ecosystem. They are experimental, high risky, and loosely regulated, right? So you guys got to watch out. Comments made by Chainalysis, however, suggest Atari is more excited about the benefits of bringing its gaming experience to a blockchain that is concerned about the challenges, right? Decentral games, meanwhile, will look to capitalize on Atari's brand recognition to encourage a wider pool of players into the space. By combining our expertise in building crypto casinos with Atari's decades of experience in developing video games, we are excited to for our community to immerse themselves in an innovative and new gaming experience, wrote Decentral Games in a blog post. So a specific launch date for the Atari Casino is set to be announced next month. So we'll also be keeping up, with those announcements with you guys too as well, guys. Very, very cool for you guys that know Atari, very old gaming console company back in the 80s. Looks like they're making a comeback with a nice decentralized crypto casino, and this is going to be huge, guys. So definitely check that out. Again, if you want to learn more about this, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, news on Nintendo. So why the Nintendo Switch 2's 720p OLED screen would make perfect sense. Will we ever see the fabled Nintendo Switch 2 or Nintendo Switch Pro? The high volume of rumors circulating lately definitely makes it easier to believe it's happening. Yet while we still can say for sure, a juicy tidbit regarding Nintendo Switch 2's potential screen resolution gives us a lot to ponder, right? So according to the late speculation, the Nintendo Switch 2 could spot a 7-inch 720p OLED screen. This would be a notable upgrade from the original Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch Lite, which uses 6.2-inch and 5.5-inch LCD screens, respectively, right? So this would be very, very, very interesting to have an OLED display. So an even better display on the Nintendo Switch 2 and a bigger screen, right? So this would be awesome, right? And it makes sense too, guys. You have a system, we want a better screen, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too in this article, please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, news on smartphones. So it looks like Oppo overtakes Huawei to lead Chinese smartphone market for the first time. As we know, guys, Huawei, you know how I like to talk about Huawei, how crazy and sexy and elegant it looks, how the user interface and the user experience on the phone is just amazing, right? And we also have Oppo on the left-hand side that's also doing its thing. You can also see the very interesting camera layout that it has. Very intuitive, also a very great brand, right? So Oppo has become the best-selling smartphone brands in China for the first time ever, according to figures from Counterpoint Research. Counterpoint Reports says that Oppo managed to capture 21% of world's biggest smartphone market in January, ahead of Vivo and Huawei, which both achieved 20%. Apple and Xiaomi rounded out the top five with 16% apiece, right? So Oppo looks like it's the leading best-selling smartphone brand in China, right? So Oppo is definitely coming up. And a reason for this is because I believe that it's because Huawei recently has been getting caught up in some political gamut between certain countries, right? Huawei, having some issues. I think even in the US, even some in India as well too, I think they've been having some issues, right? Just as a company and in terms of their, the way they set up their phones, their privacy and stuff like that too. So I guess Oppo, without having all that clout, the political, not clout, but pressures, was able to soar, right? Still, Huawei is definitely a great branded phone as well. So you guys want to learn more about this information too, please guys follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so more news on Microsoft Xbox, right? So Microsoft starts testing Edge Chromium browser on Xbox, right? So Microsoft has started publicly testing its new Edge Chromium powered browser on Xbox consoles, right? So Xbox testers in the alpha skip ahead group can now access the new Microsoft Edge on Xbox One or Xbox Series S or X consoles, right? So while full mouse and keyboard support is still missing, the browser works as you'd expect with an Xbox controller, albeit a little buggy in this initial test version, right? So a Chromium browser on Xbox is a boost for those wanting to access websites through their console. Edge will also now provide access to Google Stadia's streaming service as well. Thanks to improved compatibility support with Chromium, it should also improve compatibility with browser-based games as well, and services like Skype and Discord through the web. So that is very, very amazing. It looks like, Microsoft, is coming out with this new Edge Chromium browser, which is going to be interesting. And as soon as Microsoft is testing this on Xbox, don't be surprised, it's probably going to be rolled out also on PC versions as well too. So Microsoft's in the works with tests on this, and thumbs up to Microsoft. They're always doing the most, as well as Google. All right. Moreover, on the smartphones, OnePlus 9 series will debut on March 23rd, so this month, later this month, guys. So the OnePlus has announced an official launch date for its next phones. The OnePlus 9 series will be formally announced on March 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's also confirming a partnership with Swedish camera maker Hasselblad to improve the device's camera systems, something that's been leaked and hinted at previously. Very, very amazing, guys. Let's see if there's any photos or any videos of this as well. So it looks like you see the OnePlus times Hasselblad. It all begins with a simple thought. Very nice here. So rumors thus far have pointed to an announcement of OnePlus 9 Pro with curved 1440p 120Hz display, 45 watt fast charging, and reverse wireless charging. OnePlus reference to the series product launch would seem to confirm more than one device debuting later this month. There's also confirmation of 5G, which isn't surprising in this year of our Lord 2021. As for the Hasselblad partnership, details aren't super promising. The two companies have agreed to a 3-year deal to co-develop the next generation of smartphone camera systems for OnePlus flagship devices. This includes the upcoming 9 series devices. For a start, the companies claim have tweaked the camera's colors reproduction to look more natural, guys. So this is going to be looking a lot more natural. It looks like this is going to be definitely looking to have a better tweaked camera. And we'll also see more about this too in their event come March 23rd, right? So moreover, the standard RAW file, even this is a 12-bit, it still misses out the benefits of the computational photography that you'll enjoy taking the regular JPEG image with the native camera app, right? So it would be even better to offer something like the Apples Pro Raw, which combines the benefits of those computational techniques and raw image capture. That doesn't seem to be what OnePlus is describing here, though. But we've reached out and asked, and update the story accordingly. This is according to an article on The Verge, guys. So if you want to learn more about this too, guys, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. And so the event is going to be launched on March 23rd. It's going to be 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 p.m. GMT and 7:30 p.m. IST as well for you guys that are in different parts of the United States as well. All right. Moreover, guys, this is kind of good information to know. This is more in terms about your health, more in terms of socially, right? So it looks like the Russian intelligence reportedly used fake news sites to spread misinformation about coronavirus vaccines, right? So four online publications linked to Russian intelligence agencies have been spreading false or misleading information about coronavirus vaccines. The Wall Street Journal reported, citing an official at the U.S. Department at State's Global Engagement Center, right? So the sites identified as New Eastern Outlook or New Eastern Outlook, Oriental Review, Newsfront, and Rebel Inside have emphasized the side effects of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccines, as well as other Western pharma companies' vaccines, stoking concerns about whether the vaccines are effective or had been rushed through the U.S. approval process, the Wall Street Journal says, guys. So really, guys, be careful of these websites, right? So again, I'm going to name the four sites for you so you guys can see maybe if you guys have gotten information from them, has signed up to do some sort of coronavirus, any activity, vaccine activity with them. So the sites are New Eastern Outlook, Oriental Review, The News Front, and Rebel Inside as well too, guys. So definitely watch out for those guys. If you want to learn more about this too, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. If you guys have any other concerns, or maybe if you think you're getting fake information about the coronavirus, please, guys, you can also visit the U.S. Department of State's Global Engagement Center. They'll also help you out in figuring out if that information is true or not too. Also, you can visit your local government website to find out more information about vaccine information too, guys. All right, so go ahead and do that if you guys are having issues with that. Moreover, guys, it looks like news on Tesla. So Elon Musk says Tesla is expanding its full self-driving beta to more drivers, right? So Tesla is expanding its full self-driving beta, so the FSD beta. So CEO Elon Musk said doubling its size with a new software update and eventually increasing the number of participants tenfold, right? So this is going to be huge, right? So the full self-driving beta is coming to more drivers, right? Let's figure out a little bit more. What does that mean, right? What does that mean, right? So according to this article on The Verge, right? So Tesla first introduced the FSD beta in October to vehicle owners in its early access program, right? So at the time, Musk said that the company was handling the software update very cautiously. Drivers are still expected to keep their hands on the steering wheel and should be prepared to assume control of their Tesla at any time. Tesla uses the data from the FSD beta to improve performance. And according to Electric, Musk said last month there were about 1,000 vehicles in the beta. Musk noted that Tesla's case, the term beta is used to reduce complacency in usage and set expectations appropriately. All software is first tested by Tesla's simulation and QA drive teams. He added the availability of the FSD beta will vary by region due to what he called the regulatory approval delays and Tesla's own internal development and testing. Tesla's director of AI tweeted Saturday that Tesla's owner interested in participating in the beta should email earlyaccess@tesla.com, which he says the company is using to coordinate the program. All right, so that is definitely amazing news by Tesla, and that will definitely be interesting, right? So for more drivers having access to full self-driving, it's going to be awesome. And when we think about this too, guys, lots of not just Tesla guys, but lots of electric vehicles, lots of other brands will probably do implement the same thing, where they're going to allow autonomous driving, self-driving, especially as we move forward in this new digital realm world that we're living in now. All right. So that is pretty much what we're going to take for news today. All right. If you guys want to learn more about new updates in software updates and product rollouts and things of that nature, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on our other social media sites. We'll also leave the links in the description as well too. It'll definitely help you guys out just to see different, tech deals that are coming out, software updates, privacy updates, and things of that nature. We'll leave links in the description. Please, guys, go ahead, also follow us on our website. Check out our deals. Check out our EAD Club membership we have on our website, electronicadditions.net. That's electronicadditions.net, guys.